From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. This week, we've heard a couple of writers talk about the movies that were made from their books. John Ronson, who wrote The Men Who Stare at Goats, and Walter Kern, who wrote Up in the Air. Well, today, our third and final interview is about a more faithful movie adaptation, the film made from Lynn Barber's memoir, An Education. Barber wrote the story of her affair when she was in high school with an older man, in fact, an older con man. Barber wrote of spending weekdays prepping for Oxford and weekends flying off to European cities with her lover.
Action is character, our English teacher says. I think it means that if we never did anything, we wouldn't be anybody. And I never did anything before I met you.
In the movie, Lynn Barber's character is played by Carey Mulligan. Her lover is played by Peter Sarsgaard. The screenplay for An Education was written by the English novelist and screenwriter Nick Hornby.
I'm incredibly happy with the movie, and I think I'm a very lucky bunny to have had Nick Hornby write it. And he's made my story, which is a bit sort of prickly, he's made it more acceptable, I think. He's made all the characters just slightly nicer than they are in my version. And he's had some wonderful sort of flights of humour where there was just a sort of tiny little phrase of mine which he's expanded into whole funny scenes, and I really admire that.
One of the oddest little changes in the adaptation that you've written about was changing the year of the story. It was in 1960 that you had this affair, to 1961.
Yes, I was very interested in that. And in fact, the production designer and the producer explained it to me. And in 1960, England, to all intents and purposes, looked exactly the same as England in the 1950s. It was incredibly drab. There was a lot of bomb damage. There was no glimmer of fashion in the streets, whereas in 1961 you're just beginning to get the birth of the 60s. I mean, still not really, but, and I think the art director told me that you got more coloured cars in 1961, and that before that a street would have entirely consisted of dark green and black, dull-looking cars, and it would have just looked dull and drab, you know.
In the film, you, as a teenager, play the cello. This is completely in the movie. It has nothing to do with your actual story.
Absolutely. I can't play any musical instrument at all. So I was quite surprised to find myself turning into a competent cellist. I think maybe Nick Hornby played the cello at some point. And also he created the first scene. The con man picks up the schoolgirl. He drives his car along and says, "You mustn't let your cello get wet. Let me give your cello a lift." And in my book, I'd just accepted a lift from a stranger. And Nick said, "Well, that makes you look like a very bad girl indeed, you know." And by having this sort of flim-flam of he's giving the cello a lift, therefore that's an excuse for me to get into the car, therefore it's all it's all more likable again.
How does the older man in the movie compare with the real character from your life?
I think Nick has sweetened him, made him less sleazy, really, than he was in real life. But this was something Nick talked to me about right at the beginning. He said we can't present him as a total con man because people wouldn't like to watch a film in which a nice young girl fell in love with a horrible, sleazy con man. So he's got to be nicer than, you know, in my book.
Why is it that we can easily read an account of people who are not nice and people who have extremely rough edges, but it's assumed that when we're captive inside a movie theater, we can't stand watching them?
I know, but apparently that is the case. I mean, it's the same principle that they have to be prettier than they would be in real life, don't they? They have to be, and the settings have to be nicer, and, you know, you have to have some visual pleasures, and character pleasures include watching nice people. Well, nicer. I mean, actually, you know, he still turns out to be a con man, but nicer than in my book.
Well, by the time that you saw the film, did you feel, I'm now looking at my story on the screen, or were you looking at Nick Hornby's story on the screen?
Yes,
or the director's
more Nick
story?
Hornby's. And by the time I actually saw the film, I'd put it in the contract that I'd got to see every draft of the script and comment on it, and sometimes if I didn't like something, Nick would change it, you know. And so I was pretty familiar with the script by the time I saw the film, and it no longer really felt like my story. I was actually thinking, oh, how will it end? What happens? You know? And I thought, gosh, I should know that by now.
but was it a no-lose situation? That is, did you walk in saying, if this movie is really good, it's a wonderful movie associated with me, and if yes. it isn't, what did I have to do with it? I just
Exactly. I felt very lucky from that point of view. What I'd feared was that he might coarsen it slightly or give it a sort of Lolita-ish tinge where there was a sort of relish for the fact that there were schoolgirls getting undressed, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, I mean, in fact, he totally, totally didn't. And also by having a woman director, they sort of ensured that that wouldn't happen. But that was my one fear.
How do you deal with the idea that although you're a very successful journalist and people have been reading you in Britain and elsewhere for years, and your book is going to be published in the US now, the number of people who will see a film is just so large that that's you. That for people who don't know you, Carey Mulligan in An Education, that's you. That's Lynn Barber.
Yes. Well, that's quite an attractive thought, actually. The only sort of other side of that is that among people who do know me, I do get a bit agitated if they keep saying how much they like the film and they don't say, I like the book. And the people I like most are those who say they like the film, but of course they still love the book more. So that's a bit of a test. But yes, I mean, the idea that, I don't know, in Bangkok or something, that they would form an idea of Lynn Barber.
Yes. Oh, Lynn Barber, yes. Lynn Barber, I remember her.
Yeah, that's been
she
odd.
Played the chill. I was a kid and had an affair with Peter Sarsgaard.
Well, I suppose it is strange, but anyway, it's all good fun, actually.
Lynn Barber, thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you.
Lynn Barber's book, An Education, will be published in the States next month. It is the basis for the film, An Education.